Hey friends, my name is Alexandria, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. If you're a regular listener to the Nerd of Godcast, then you may have heard on the show that I am recently obsessed with a new anime called Demon Slayer. Now, I love this story because I think there are so many good qualities and storylines and an overarching theme of redemption and wanting to help others. The story begins with a young boy named Tanjiro who happens upon his family after they've been attacked, and he finds his sister has become a demon, but he knows that his sister is not this awful demon who wants to hurt people, but truly his sister who wants to protect and love others. So the goal for Tanjiro is to cure his sister, but there's another goal that he has to complete after having become part of the Demon Slayer Corps, which is to get rid of demons because they generally want to hurt humans. Now, this association of the Demon Slayer Corps has a very strict way of doing things, and they're very, very organized. Each Demon Slayer is assigned a Kasugai crow. This crow moves back and forth between headquarters and the Demon Slayer to let them know where to go for their missions, for their jobs, things like that. But the crow also gives really useful information. It's not just a go here and do this, but it's also a way of bringing communication between headquarters and the Demon Slayer Corps. And as the characters, as the Demon Slayers move through their missions, this crow will go back and forth to report what has happened and give them directions and useful information. And I think that's really great. And it actually reminds me so much of how in our relationship with God, we have Holy Spirit. There are times where God will give us direction and it is clear as day. And I just think of how in John 14, verse 15, Jesus tells his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and he will be in you." And I just think that's incredible. And if you go into the Greek for helper, it's a person who's truly meant to be there to guide you every step of the way. They will be with you as your helpmate. Holy Spirit truly lives to give truth and wisdom and direction. He will never lead you astray. And I'm so thankful for the fact that Jesus gave us Holy Spirit, that God the Father gave us Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in wisdom and in truth and in love, that we may not only know where to go, but also have moments of deep revelation. The overarching goal for the Christian is to be in relationship with God and to love others as an overflow. Holy Spirit is a tremendous, huge part of that. If it weren't for Holy Spirit, then I don't think I personally would be where I'm at today. I certainly wouldn't be in Tampa. But I also know that the Lord will guide us in all wisdom. So, just Tanjiro has the Kasugai crow to guide him and lead him and give him direction on where to go next and give him really useful wisdom. Holy Spirit will also guide us and lead us and is a part of our communion with God. I encourage you to lean into the leading of Holy Spirit. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Anyway, I'm Alexandria for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, so long and thanks for all the fish.